Chapter 4. The Ordeal. 3 days after Van Helsing's visit, Lucy became sick once again. The professor arrived the following evening after he had been asked to return by Dr. Seward. As Van Helsing was examining Lucy, Quincy Morris and Arthur Holmwood entered the room. Lucy was very pale, and her appearance shocked both men.
"What can I do?" Arthur demanded. "If she needs blood, then she can have mine."
"That is exactly what she needs, Mr. Holmwood," Professor Van Helsing replied. "She needs the blood of a young, strong man like yourself." Arthur Holmwood quickly pulled up his sleeve, and the professor began to act immediately. Lucy was too sick to feel the cut that the professor made in her arm, but after 10 minutes, the blood from her future husband had brought colour back to her face.
"Come," said Van Helsing to the men around him. "We must let Lucy rest, but before that there is something important I must do."
The professor disappeared downstairs, and on his return the others noticed that he was carrying a box, from which Van Helsing took out some white flowers.
"What is it?" Lucy asked weakly.
"This is garlic," Van Helsing replied. "You must keep this around you, or you will be in great danger. Keep the windows and the doors shut throughout the night, and you will be safe."
The professor made a ring out of the flowers and placed it around Lucy.
"Do not take these flowers from around your neck," he told her. "It is very, very important."
The following morning, when Van Helsing and Dr. Seward arrived at the Westenra household, Lucy's mother greeted them.
"She seems much better today, Professor," she said cheerily.
"Perhaps my plan worked then," Van Helsing said.
"Perhaps my plan did as well," the woman replied with a smile. "I went to her room last night, Professor, but there was no air in the room, and she had those smelly flowers around her neck. So I removed them and opened the windows. I'm sure you'll be very pleased with the progress she has made."
Van Helsing went very pale. He could not tell the woman what a mistake she had made, because he knew that she had a weak heart. But together with Dr. Seward, he ran to Lucy's room.
"This is very bad news," the professor said, studying Lucy's face.
"Look, I have to return to Amsterdam, but I will be back in a few days, sooner if you should require it. You must stay here and guard Lucy at all costs."
"Guard her?" Dr. Seward thought. "Guard her against what?"
Over the next days, Dr. Seward did exactly as the professor had asked him. Every day a box of flowers would arrive, and Seward would place them around Lucy's neck, in the same way that Van Helsing had done on the first night. The doctor was a man of science, and he was very skeptical of his former teacher's methods, but he soon had to admit that Lucy appeared to be getting better. Although Dr. Seward was very busy at the hospital, he spent his nights in Lucy's room. He was often woken in the night by strange sounds at the window. At first he thought that it was a tree, but then he noticed that there was no tree near the window, and assumed that his mind was playing tricks on him because he was so tired. Reinfeld was also making trouble for Dr. Seward. On one occasion, he was walking in the gardens of the hospital with a guard when he saw a carriage driven by two men from Carfax House. Reinfeld attacked the two men, but the guard was able to pull him off before he could do any serious harm. Dr. Seward took the men's names and gave them some money. Later, Dr. Seward was in his office. He was exhausted, and he had fallen asleep. He was dreaming of an escaped wolf jumping through a window, when suddenly the door to his study crashed open, waking him suddenly. Reinfeld burst into the room holding a knife. Dr. Seward tried to get away from his crazed patient, but Reinfeld was very quick, and he slashed at the doctor with the knife, cutting him very badly on his arm. Dr. Seward became very angry and hit Reinfeld with a heavy book from his desk.
The madman dropped the knife and fell to the floor.
When he saw the blood from Seward's arm, he became even more crazed.
"Blood is life!" he screamed. "Blood is life!"
The guards came in and picked Reinfeld up from the floor. He was kicking and screaming wildly, but Dr. Seward was not listening to his patient. He was looking at his mouth.
"My God," he said to himself, "the man has drunk my blood. He is sicker than I originally thought." "Blood is life!"
Reinfeld screamed as he was dragged from the room, but Dr. Seward did not hear him. He had lost a lot of blood and collapsed to the floor. When he regained consciousness, Dr. Seward was lying in bed. Suddenly aware of his responsibility to Lucy, he looked at his watch. "It's 10 o'clock, he thought. "I must get to the Westenra house." Dr. Hennessy, one of Seward's assistants, was examining him.
"You cannot go anywhere, doctor," he said. "You are very weak. You must rest."
Dr. Seward agreed, but told Hennessy that he had to go to Lucy's house to make sure that she wore the flowers and that the windows were firmly shut. The doctor slept until very late the following morning. When he woke up, a boy delivered a telegram from Van Helsing. It read,
"Be at the Westenra residence tonight. Very important. Arriving on the 19th. Van Helsing."
Seward was immediately alarmed. "That was last night," he thought. "What does the professor mean?"